Don't be so though, God has not promised stars always blue.
Yeah.
591.
Christ laid aside his I'm not sure, but Singing. Again, good to be here. A lot less windy today. We was out and about yesterday. We, me and Tosh, went and walked in the woods for just a little while, and we got out just in time before the winds picked up. And of course, we knew it was coming, so we cut our day just a little bit short. We were going to shoot for about 18 miles, but settled for about 7.5. But that probably bowled better for us anyway, too. So, but anyway, it was a pretty day, but it certainly was windy. And hope everyone escaped with no damage or very little damage, because there were some that did not. But anyway, in the way of announcements, I do remember this Thursday will be our communion service beginning at 7:30. So do keep that in mind. And I will remind you, the fourth Sunday of this month will be our business conference. We'll continue to remember that. Any other announcements? Do I need to read this card up here? We do have a card. Says to Grace Church, may God's goodness overflow in a special way this Easter. Fling your heart with His joy and your life with His love. He is risen indeed. Thank you so much for your love and prayer for me during my surgery and recovery. Tommy and I miss you all so much. You are in our thoughts, or in our thoughts and prayers, Tommy and Mary Jo. Do continue to remember them. I think it's safe to say she's still doing okay after her surgery. But do continue to remember them and where they worship. I know they would desire prayers. And I know they think about us often. Any other announcements? If not, in the way of prayer requests, I do want to say this. Again, say it so often, but for whatever reason, it's on my mind today. But do remember one another. Do remember one another. Not just those that are here today, but those of our number, for whatever reason, that are not here. Do remember them. And we've said it. Lord's able to restore. He's able to restore. He's done it before. And also, according to His will and His good pleasure, there have been times restoration hasn't taken place. But His will be done. You feeling the stand this morning, brother? So do pray for Brother Bill as he stands this morning. Remember Brother Dennis as he recovers from his procedure, I guess, this week. He's got a roughed up throat, so do remember him. I would ask also that you would remember, what's your last name, Tammy Simpson. Pam, not Tammy. Pam. Pam Simpson, just an awful, awful tragic accident yesterday in Rockwood. There was a lady killed because the wind ripped the top off of a dugout at a complex, and at the ball complex, and it landed on her. There were, along with that, not that that's terrible, but there was a lot of young eyes that witnessed that. That'll be hard to shake. So do remember that family and those that witnessed that. I do remember them. Would there be any other requests? Yes. Yeah, there was also a shooting in Rome County this past week that took the life of someone, so do remember that also. Would there be any others?
Remember Rose, because she's going to be trying to travel in this month, isn't she, Marvin, sometime? I don't know for sure, but since she's had heart surgery, I'm sure it's going to be a little more of a challenge for her to fly.
Do remember Sister Rose.
I would like to thank everybody again for their prayers and their love. I appreciate you all and love you all.
Thank the Lord. Love you too. Any others?
Remember those in the nursing homes.
Yes, do continue. Continue to remember those. Would there be any more?
My little great-grandson, Madison's oldest little boy, he's four, and he's finally sort of being able to form words. He's not, before he was saying something, she couldn't understand what he was saying. So she tried to get him at a in the preschool that will help him. So if you would pray for that end, that he'd be accepted into that, that could help him. He's a good little fellow. He tells you stuff. He doesn't understand what he's saying. So, yeah.
Do remember this.
Mason's in name, sorry.
Little Mason. Yeah. Any others? If not, would you bow your heads with me? Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we bow again in thy holy presence. Lord, we, again, as has been mentioned already this morning, we thank you for this beautiful day that you've given us, Lord, to come out into thy house. And Lord, we pray that as we've came, Lord, we've came with no intentions except to worship and lift up thy high and holy name. Lord, we pray that you would help us and, Lord, ever make us able to do this, Lord, in a proper fashion. And, Lord, if we are lacking in any area where we take away or detract from our worship service, Lord, we pray that you would show us and Lord, and correct us, Lord, whereby we may lift up thy high and holy name in a more acceptable fashion. Lord, we pray just now for these requests that have been lifted up here this morning. Lord, those that have, again, lost loved ones, and Lord, that life that was lost yesterday in just that terrible accident, Lord, we just pray that your comfort and your peace would be upon these circumstances and situations, Lord, and Lord, these other requests, Lord, whether they be spoken or unspoken, Lord, we know that you know the needs of thy people and are able, Lord, to do all things. And Lord, we just pray again that you would see each of these according to thy righteous will. We pray this morning for Brother Bill this morning as he comes to preach, Lord, that you would just pour your spirit out on him and free his mind of any distractions, Lord, and in a like manner, Lord, that you would give us a hearing ear and also that you would take any distractions that might beset us. And we also pray with her, Brother Dennis this morning, Lord, that you would just restore him and give him a level of health back, whereby again, Lord, he may feel the stand. And Lord, we pray these things along with forgiveness of our exceeding sinful ways. In thy holy name we do pray these things. Amen. If you would turn to terrible, then forgot. when we get to Romans, that's it. Romans chapter 15. Looking through this looking over it this morning, again for a little while, and so many thoughts come to my mind, and that's sort of why I said this morning that our prayers one for another, that was it's on my mind. And what do we do with that? You know, how do we treat one another? What do we do to one another? What do we do for one another? I remember one time, I think it was, and I'll paraphrase it or butcher it. I don't remember the story completely, but I think it was Brother Bill that told a story one time about, I think it was a preacher down in Alabama, Georgia. And he was in the workplace, and somebody had asked him if he was a Christian. And he said he tried to be. He said he tried to be. And that's always, and this has been some years back that I believe it was Brother Bill that he said that or told that story, and it's always stuck with me. Now, I've never been one to boast around to be a Christian. If you ask me, I'll tell you that I am. But, you know, there are those that wear it on their shirt sleeve. You know, they brag and boast. And, you know, number one, if we're walking as we should, you don't have to say nothing. You don't have to say anything. But I was thinking along those lines, you know, I try to be, I want to be. So, I know I'm all over the place this morning, so y'all pray for me. But I heard Brother Dennis and Brother Bill talking this morning about a particular thing, and again, it caused me to think about how we, what do we do to one for another? How do we view ourselves? How do we view ourselves? I'm gonna save it for them, but I'd like to tell you what they said. But I'm gonna let Brother Dennis probably talk about it one day. But how do we view ourselves? You know, so many times we get up here, and I'm sure the brethren feel the same way. It feels like, and I've said it many, many times, it seems like it's the same thing over and over. But that's what the Lord's Word is. It's all, you know, we may say it's familiar Scripture. We're all familiar with this. To some degree, there's a familiarity with all of it because it's all teaching the same thing. It's all teaching the same thing. It's teaching about Jesus. Every bit of it, from Genesis to Revelation, is teaching about Jesus. So with that being in mind, I'm going to read through, I think, the first six or seven verses. Chapter 15, verse 1, it says, "We then that are strong are to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves." Now we'll stop right there and be careful. Don't just jump up there and throw your chest out and consider yourself to be the strong one. Because today, maybe you are. Tomorrow, you might not be. So be careful about what we do with that. "Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification." I'll read that again. "Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification." It's not about us. It's not about us. You know, when Jesus came, and he didn't just come at the fullness of time. That's when he came as a man. But we know Jesus is always, since before the foundation, he's been. And Jesus, since he came in the fullness, he is. And we've heard this term used here, and I thought about it this morning, I think it's very fitting. He is the pinnacle, or he is the arc of the standard that we are to live for. Amen. He is the standard. There is no higher, for want of a better word, standing that you could attain than to be like Christ, Amen. Which is what to be a Christian means, is to be like Christ. And in serving one another, which these verses, and I'll finish reading them here in just a minute, in serving one another, that's what we're doing. And Christ, with that being said, he is the standard when it comes to servitude. First and foremost, he served his Father. And what we're about to do this coming Thursday is a example and following a pattern of Jesus serving his people. Now, let's hold ourselves to that standard. Are we servants? Are we servants? Let me finish reading here. Verse number 3. "For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproached thee fell on me. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another, according to Jesus Christ, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." Did you hear that, brothers and sisters? Verse number 5. "The God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another, according to Christ Jesus." Yes. If we do not serve one another, we can't do that. We can't do that if we don't serve one another. We can't even be like-minded if we're not willing to serve one another. So let's compare ourselves to the standard. Where do we fall? Where do we fall? There's many times, and I'll stand in front of the line. I'm way guilty of probably wouldn't put myself way too close to that standard. And I know, any given moment what might run through my mind, and sometimes what might even come out of my mouth, you'd be like, well, who are you? But that's why that the Lord has given us these things.
Yes.
That's why He's given us these things. So we might not look at one another, but it's said often, let's look at self, and let's see where do we stand when we put ourselves up to the pattern? Where do we measure up to Christ? Now we know in the flesh we can't be. We're never going to attain perfection. We know we're never going to do that. But the Lord, our Savior, has made a way for we can do so much better than we do. So much better than we do. So let us each examine ourselves and see where we toe the line. And if in doing that, our servitude one toward another would grow even so much more than it is. And I thank God, it's been said here many times, the Spirit that's in this place. This morning, I love the song service. The Lord bless me. And when you come in here on a day and the Lord blesses your soul and you feel it, and I would to God it would happen every Sunday, but it doesn't. Not to the same degree. But those days when your cup's running over, it can even run more than that. It can even run over more than that. So help us. Lord, help us. Pray one for another. And let's look at ourselves, brothers and sisters, and let's see where do we fall short. Where do we fall short? Come on, Brother Bill.